message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of angels. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for every good thing and every good gift. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to worship you, to come before you. This morning we ask that your kingdom come, that your will be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you be in the preaching of the word today, that it's not about anybody or anything, but about you and what is important to you. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. Lord, I pray that we do not go back the same way we came this morning. Be glorified and lifted up. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clap your hands and sit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 15. I'm going to start reading from verse 1. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost.'" Verse 10, let's read verse 10 together. "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Amplified Bible says, verse 10, "Even so I tell you, there is joy among and in the presence of the angels of God over one wicked person who repents." Amen? So there is joy among them and there is joy before them in their presence. John chapter 15, verse 8. John 15, verse 8. "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Praise the Lord. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 just persons who need no repentance. There is more joy in heaven. Today I'm speaking on causing joy in heaven. Causing joy in heaven. "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." So there is joy among the angels, and there is joy in the presence of the angels. There is joy among the angels, and then there is joy in the presence. In other words, the angels rejoice, and God himself rejoices in their presence over one person who repents. So pleasing God and giving him joy on a daily basis is becoming our greatest pursuit. I don't know about you, but that is becoming my greatest pursuit. Pleasing God and giving him joy on a daily basis. We are in the process of making God the object of our love, the object of our passion, and the object of our pursuit. Please think about this, that God will become the object of my love, the object of my passion, and the object of my pursuit. God becomes the object of my love. The only thing I pour my love on, the only thing I pour my passion on, that I am passionate towards God, I am passionate in God, I am passionate to God, and that God becomes my pursuit, that God becomes the person I run after, the reason I wake up every morning, the reason that my heart beats and pants, that God becomes the object of my love. I want you to think about that. God is the object of my love. God is the object of my passion, and God is the object of my pursuit. So last week we saw that the highest or the fullest expression of God's love to us was bringing salvation to us. And that when God saved us, that was God at his best. That was God at his best. The best expression of love to you by God is to have saved you. And that was God at his ten. And our full expression of love to God we saw last week is to bring the lost back to him. And that when we do that, we are loving him on a ten. Every time a child of God returns, a person who was lost, who is lost returns. Every time somebody returns home, there is joy in heaven. There is rejoicing. There is joy. That is when you see visible joy in heaven, when somebody returns, when a child of God returns, somebody who was lost. So as I thought of that, I thought we have the power to make heaven rejoice. I have the power to cause joy in heaven. Can you imagine that? That I have the power to make heaven stop. Stop whatever it's doing and rejoice because I brought somebody home. Look at the imagery that the prodigal son is coming and they were cooking and doing different things in the house. They were moving and all. Some people were sleeping. Maybe the mother was washing clothes and all. And bam, they hear the prodigal son is coming. Everything stops in the house. And the whole attention of the house moves to outside to see this person that is lost. That's what happens in heaven every time a soul enters. So I, as small as I am, I have the power to cause rejoicing in heaven. That should make somebody excited. That should make somebody, that I have the power to influence what happens in heaven. I can stop the activity of heaven, all the activities of heaven, because I brought somebody to heaven. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for that privilege. Let's thank God for that privilege. Hallelujah. Causing joy in heaven. As I prayed over this message, God gave me ideas, and they are exciting to me, and I pray they will be to you, that heaven is fertile soil. Heaven is good ground. And that you sow seeds in heaven. And when you sow seeds in heaven, you receive the reward on earth. You say, Pastor, how do you sow seeds in heaven? Every time you cause joy to ever enter heaven, you have sown a seed. And that seed will be multiplied back, based on the word of God, will be multiplied back to you and sent back to you in joy. Multiply joy. So if you sent, for instance, this is how I understand, I understand God. You send 10% or you send 10 elements of joy in heaven. It is multiplied back to you, maybe 60-fold, 100-fold, or 30-fold, and returned to you. Meaning that if I send 10 joy in heaven, it is multiplied back and sent back in 30-fold, it becomes 30 joy in my house. If it is multiplied by 60, it becomes 60 joy in my house. If it is multiplied by 100, it becomes 100. So I sowed 60 and I'm returning. I sowed one, I'm getting 10. I'm getting 20, I'm getting 30. Please stay with me because this is so important. When you sow joy in heaven, joy comes back to you. So heaven becomes a ground for planting because you are causing rejoicing every day. So I began to meditate. Could it be that sometimes all our prayers are not answered because there is no seed coming back? There is no harvest coming back. Because if you look at John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, you bear fruit, then whatever you ask shall be done. And so, once in a while, we get joy. God answers our prayers or so. And then we don't hear anything again for another 6 months. And we are praying, and we are frustrated because God, the amount of praying we are praying, the time we are spending, the amount of time we are spending in prayer, and the results we are getting, they are not in sync. So I began to meditate and pray. Maybe if we are sending joy, back-to-back joy in heaven, we will be getting back-to-back supply on earth. It makes sense, doesn't it? Based on scripture, not based on what I'm saying. Because the Bible says, you did not call, choose me, I chose you, that you may go and bear fruit and that your fruit may abide. And whatever you ask, it shall be given back to you. So maybe why we are not getting is because we are not sending. We are not sending rejoicing. And you know, every time your prayer is answered, there is rejoicing, isn't it? You are believing God for a car, you get a car, there's rejoicing. But there is something they are consistently believing for in heaven. You get the joke, you get it. What are they consistently believing for? So it maybe is the level of joy we give in heaven that we are receiving on earth. Maybe it's the thing, the pursuit of love, of commitment, of passion to God is the same we are receiving. And so if the results we are getting are not good, let's go back to the Bible and do exactly what the Bible tells us. Amen? Amen. It said there is joy in heaven. And I want you to go home with this concept of getting a harvest from heaven. You know, we have understood giving and tithing and all, that when we give, it is giving back to us. We've understood that, isn't it? It's the same heaven. So now when we send souls to heaven, which is the highest expression of love, which is the highest meeting of God's need, that's the only need God has. Can I tell you something? You know, we have talked about worship, 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 being in his presence, being in his presence. Do you know that whether you worship God or not, there will be worship for God? Did you know that? I won't say this loud because I'm shaking some religious things. Because whether we sing or not, angels are singing. The elders are falling before God. So it's an extra privilege just for us to worship, for them to even listen to us. Because superior worship is going on in heaven. The only thing angels cannot do is bring souls to God. That is, we have the singular privilege to do that. So imagine that when we do that on a regular basis, we have touched God where the thing is doing him. And then he has no choice but to bless us back. Are you hearing me this morning? Thank you. I like the prayer we pray all the time. We always pray that may the voice of rejoicing not cease from our home. How many of you have heard that prayer before? May the voice of rejoicing not cease from our home. Have you heard that prayer before? Have you prayed that prayer before? Have you said that scripture that the voice of rejoicing, the voice of laughter, the voice of will not rejoice? Okay, so in heaven the same thing happens. May the voice of rejoicing. The only thing that causes rejoicing in heaven is souls. May the voice of rejoicing not cease in heaven. And who will cause that joy? You and I. Angels cannot cause it. But you know what angels can do? Angels can help to, when you pray, to push the people and position them where you will see them. Angels can lead you. They can guide somebody and steer somebody's way to you and keep them in front of you so you can talk to them. But they cannot preach salvation because they never experienced salvation. We are the ones who have experienced salvation. So my prayer this morning is that may the voice of rejoicing not cease in heaven. May each and every one of us give joy to heaven every day. And I want to hear a shout, a strong amen. Somebody said that your amen sounds like the amen is sitting on a wheelchair. Can I have a better amen? Amen. I thought that was funny. As we want God's mercies to come upon us every day, and as we want God to meet our needs on a daily basis, so we must meet the needs of heaven. How many of you would wish you didn't have any need? Let me see your hand. You wish you didn't need anything, that everything you needed was... How many of you? Not all of you. Keep your hand like that, yeah, like that. Big madam, because nothing moves you. But you know what? Heaven also has needs. One need. One need, not many, one. Souls. And how many of you want the needs of heaven to be met? Let me see your hand. Praise the Lord. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of meeting heaven's needs. Praise the Lord. To say you love God, you must be willing to give up your comfort. We must be willing to give up our comfort. Give up anything. Do away with anything that will prevent us from giving joy to God on a 10-point scale. God went to great lengths to save you. Anybody like that? How many of you say, when I was born, I became born again. I never gave God any trouble. Let me see your hand. How many of you say, God suffered to get me? Like suffered, he really suffered. Whether you raise up your hand or not, he did. Because Jesus suffered to die. That was God's suffering. And then after Jesus suffered and died, can you see the places God followed you to before he tackled you? Who knows what I'm talking about? Anybody, just bear me witness, please, so that I know I'm not just talking. Some of you, you argued with God, oh, because you were intelligent. Some of you, you enter every nook and cranny of dirty. You drank, you smoked, and everywhere he was looking for you. Some of you, like we had during the 28th anniversary, a lot of you, abortions, you can't even count anymore. And every time you went, God was following you. God went through so much trouble to find you. When he didn't find you the first time, he came again. People kept preaching to you for years before you. Anybody bears witness to what I'm saying? If we are going to return that love, we are going to go to the same length. We are going to enter nooks and crannies. We are going to go to places. We are going to do exactly what God did to save us, to also save people for him. 10 over 10. The way he found you, you find people for him. Is anybody following what I'm saying? So you can't say, I spoke to him once and he didn't hear me. I'm tired. What? You? You that every, almost Angel Gabriel had to come before you got saved. God used, you despise everybody in your family, everybody in your class, your classmates. You defied any Christian that spoke to you. In fact, some of you, God had to appear to you in a dream that you will die today if you don't say, get saved. Is that not the truth I'm saying? Some of you, God had to scare you in a dream. So we can't be tired. We can't be tired of looking for people. We must stay at it, because that's how God stayed on you until you got saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what must we do now? We are starting a movement, a revival in this house. And you know what? It's all over the world. You go home and you turn on your TV, you hear pastors preaching the same thing. By the way, I hear that there is a church in somewhere in Nigeria, in Abuja, in the outskirts. They have coined our name to an extent and all. They have evening service. So like the pastor is watching what I'm preaching now. And in the evening, he will just vomit it to his congregation. I found that very funny. But there are real places where the pastor is not copying, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we are saying the same things all over the place. Because God wants to do something. God wants to start a revival. And I pray that you are in that grid, where that, so that when the thing begins, you will be a part of it. You will be a part of it, that you are not out pursuing something else. Because remember at the beginning of the message, I said our pursuit is God, our passion is God, and our love is God. So what are we going to do? How do you become consumed by this passion? How do you become consumed by the things that bother God? Put away your telephones. Anybody whose phone is on now, put it off. Put it in your handbag, please. Don't take notes with your phone. Bring it on a size book. The Holy Spirit just said that to me now. That somebody, you are disturbing someone. Thank you. Put away your telephones, everybody. You came to church to hear God speak. You cannot be doing telephone when I'm preaching. You will not hear anything. And so your life will not be changed. And I want your life to be changed so that you will have joy in heaven. Can you imagine a babe, an Abuja babe, miniskirt, everything. But she knows God. And she invites her 10 friends to God. She's not like us who come to church every week. But she brings her 10 friends and they get saved. And she has triggered joy in heaven. It's powerful, isn't it? It's a powerful concept that will make heaven rejoice. So when you come to church, you must pay attention, because God can use even you to cause joy in heaven. Let's clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So what are we going to do? How do we get into this thing? How do you get into passion for God? We are starting a prayer movement. The first place to start, number one, is a place of prayer. You must begin to pray that God will help you to shift your mind and catch his heart, catch his passion. Catch that thing that makes God to kill his son. Catch that thing that makes God to follow people, follow until they are saved. Catch that mind, the mind of God that makes God not to give up on people, to stay with somebody for 10, 15, 20 years until he gets saved. Pray that God will give you such a heart. Begin to say, Father, please give me your heart. Give me your passion. Give me your love. Help me. I want to be like you. And I want to stay focused and motivated in that assignment. Give me your heart. That's the first place to start. Pray that God himself will help you to have a mind shift, to completely turn away from other pursuits to this singular pursuit of getting people saved. Pray. Say, Father, please move my mind. Move my desire for the world, for the things of the world, for this and that and this and that, and place my heart on you. Give me your heart. Give me the passion you have for people. That's where we're going to start. And if you pray that during your devotions, it will shock you what God will do for you. We must pray to catch God's heart, to catch his compassion. Ask him for the same love. Pray for the spirit of boldness to go to the streets and anywhere lost people are. Just prayer. I didn't even say you should go out first. Just start praying. Father, give me boldness. Help me to be able to stand and go to where every sinner is. And Lord, I thank you because I do not have the spirit of fear. I have the spirit of love. I have the spirit of power. I have the spirit of a sound mind. Amen? So we pray that God will give us a spirit of boldness. We'll pray that God's kingdom come. Pray like Jesus said, your kingdom come. Father, in this Asokoro, let your kingdom come. In my family, let your kingdom come. God, let your kingdom come on Joshua, my brother, on Tinedu, my brother, on Tinyere, my sister. Let your kingdom, just start praying those prayers. Let your kingdom come in our office. Let your kingdom come in our neighborhood. Father, let your kingdom come in this vicinity. Over we, let your kingdom come. I disallow any kingdom but the kingdom of God. I bind every principality and the prince of we. I bind you and I stop you from beclouding the people's minds and judgment that they will hear God. I speak your kingdom over this we in the name of Jesus. You must begin to pray those prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray that his kingdom will be enlarged, that his kingdom will be expanded, that his kingdom will be advanced. Take authority. There are territorial spirits for over every city, over every settlement. There are territorial spirits. There are spirits that have been sent to blind people's mind, people's eyes, so they won't see. Take authority over it and say, let there be light. Let there be light over Cecilia. Let there be light over Rebecca. As I speak to Rebecca, light, she will see the light and she will give her life. Begin to pray those prayers. See, I want you to be at a level of prayer first. Because Jesus Christ said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So what did he say to do? What did he say to do? He said to pray. So the first place to start to get this passion, to be able to cause joy to come to heaven, is to pray. Is to pray. Pray to the Lord of the harvest. Pray that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Spend time to pray in the Holy Ghost. You see, this thing I'm saying, it's not preaching, no. It's something you have to do. These are instructions from God. Because this is why you are still alive. You are still alive not to make money, not to marry, not to have children. You are still alive to bring people to God. That's why he's keeping you. And you know what? He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Meaning that God has looked around and handpicked you because he sees that you can do it. If he appointed you, it's because he trusts that you can do it. Let's not fail him. Let's judge him right. He said, yes, Father, you chose me and I will show you. God made you. He has already chosen you a soul winner. He has chosen you to have passion. He has chosen you to be compassionate. He has chosen you to be able to go at any length. God counts on you. That's why he saved you. That's why you are saved. That's why the others are not yet saved. But you are saved because he counts you able. So pray. The first place to start is pray. Like I told you last Sunday, 5 of us are just praying. Praying and fasting. Praying and doing all night. All these points I am enumerating to you now. Hallelujah. So what do you do? Get together with a group of four people and start praying together. I pray that you are already in a group of four. Let me see how many of you are already in a group of four people. Let me see your hand up. Please put up your hand. Let me see. Wave them. Let me see. Okay, we are not doing a good job. Every head of department is supposed to share your people into groups of four. Women to women, care group, MEC, PMC, everywhere. People should be in groups of four praying. Worship team, Ministry of Health, 4x4. Everywhere you should be praying. If we want to see a revival. How many of you really want to see a revival? Or we'll just close the church and go home? We need to see a revival. So you must be in a group of four. If by today you don't have your four, you are a little late. You are a little bit late. So I pray that you'll have your four and just start praying. Heads of department, deacons of different ministries, youth and children's church, make the leader make the group of four and tell them this is your four. Because the people will not choose. Because we are still pursuing the world. We are still looking for our needs to be met. And you see, you are trying to look for your needs to be met. And God is trying to do it for you in his way. So why don't you just leave it and let God help you? I want God to help me. I want everything I have to be given to me from heaven, not by my own effort. So I want to plead with every leader to ensure that your people are in groups of four, and let's begin to pray for revival. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will blow, that the wind of the Spirit will blow like in the day of Pentecost. What next must you do? You must make a list. All of you, make a list. Make a list of the people that must be saved, starting from your family. I keep saying it and I'll say it until you hear me, that the worst thing that will happen to you in your existence is for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your child, any of your close relations to be told by God, depart from me. I never knew you. And they say, go to hell. That would be terrible. So you need to start making a list of those people and pray for them. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Take Chinedu in your family and pray for him. Father, I break the power of sin. I break the power of hell. I break the power of Satan over him. I declare that he will be saved. Pray for him every day, every morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pack all of them and pray in the Holy Ghost. Take authority over the spirits of hell over their lives. Your friends, make a list of your friends. Make a list of the people in your office who are not saved. Make a list of those people. Put them in categories. Make a list of the people in your neighborhood who are not saved. The people in your compound who are not saved. If you are sharing a flat with somebody and they are not saved, put them on your list and call their name before God every day. And one day God will just give you the courage to speak to them. You already have the courage. You just need to act on it. So we all need a list. I want you to become an intercessor for souls. That is the greatest form of intercession. You know, I'm learning every day. I don't know much. I don't know much, to be honest. But whatever I know, I try to put to work. I just saw that Bishop Oyedepo does not care for anything that goes around the world. All he cares about is the kingdom of God. It's to get souls saved. Still, I'll be talking to this nonsense government that never listens. I won't do that anymore. If they like, they can go to hell. I'm sorry, but you understand what I'm saying. Let them do whatever they are. Let us stay focused. It happened in the days of Jesus Christ. He didn't pick. The nonsense was happening then by the Romans maltreating the Jews and all. He stayed focused on the kingdom of God. That's my focus now, kingdom of God. Let's just stay focused. And if you have not entered this greed of the kingdom of God, of getting people saved, nah, you are in the wrong thing, you. I'm telling you, you are in the wrong thing. If you just still feel like, no, I need to make money, you are in the wrong thing. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. God must either be a liar or you are a liar. Between the two of you, tell me who is the liar amongst you. So let us become intercessors for Jesus Christ. After you have done all the praying, you now take a step of faith and begin to tell people about Jesus. Call the person you are praying for and say, I want to talk to you. I want us to have a meeting. Take them to a restaurant. See, this thing is going to cost you money. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you everything. But that is why that's why God gives you the money and the time, so that you can talk to them. Talk to them about Jesus. Take bold steps. Go out on the street and talk to people about Jesus. After you have prayed, then all of heaven backs you. You say, and lo, I am with you always. Have you seen it in the Bible? And so you take steps of faith and go out there and speak, and they will listen. Now, you don't have to preach to them. And please be honest. When you go there, don't try to be quoting Revelation. No, I say, I don't know the Bible. In fact, I don't know much. But like that blind man, once I used to commit abortions. And don't try to act cute. I used to smoke marijuana. I used to be on cocaine. I used to be so wicked, as you see me so. But I found Jesus. And Jesus changed my life. I don't smoke anymore. I haven't had sex in 5, 10 years, or however long you've stayed, anymore. I used to be a sex addict. But since Jesus came into my life, he has saved me. I don't even know how to help you, but I'm telling you my story because I love you. However, if you follow me to church, there are people there who know how they will help you. Come, I'll come and take you. But let me pray for you now. Just pray, Father, pray the one you know in your own words. And say, I'll come on Friday. Let's go for prayer meeting. I'll take you to our care group on Thursday. And I'll take you to church. We begin to do that. It will shock you because the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is all over the place. It must be our pursuit. It must be what we are living for. Amen? So begin to take bold step. Tell them, thank you. Thank you. Please clap. It's encouraging. Share your testimony. Tell them how you were and how you are. Tell them what being saved has done for you. And pray for them. And tell them that when you got saved, heaven rejoiced. And that when they get saved, heaven will stop and dance. That is the most important thing, that they have the power right now to make heaven rejoice. They say how? That when you come to God, heaven will stop and rejoice. See, evangelism is not deep. It's just you being honest. I was like this. God changed me. And if you give Jesus Christ your heart, he will change you too. And the whole of heaven will stop right now and dance because of you. Can you imagine God dancing because of you? You can make God dance. Say, me, yes, how? Then you say, let me pray with you. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. The rest, I don't know how to do, but if you come to church, I'll take you. And there are people there who will help you. Easy, isn't it? Have I made it easy for you? You don't have to know Bible. You don't have to say the four spiritual laws. Don't leave those things. Just, you are the four spiritual laws. You yourself are the four spiritual laws. You were lost. You were empty. You are this, and God found you. See me. Say, I don't know any verse in the Bible, self. No. Say, I know John 3:16. At least all of you should know. He said, that's the only one I know. But I know where I can take you and you will find help. Let's give God some glory this morning. Hallelujah. What should you start doing? Never come to church in an empty car anymore. Plan every Sunday, every Friday, every Thursday to sow a seed of joy in heaven. Kai. Every day you get out of your house, say, I am going to sow a seed of joy in heaven. I'm going to take somebody to church. I'm going to talk to somebody about God. I'm going to do something that makes, I'm going to plant a seed of joy in heaven. That is so exciting to me. By bringing somebody, bring people to church, take them back home. You have tried. And then in the evening, just go out and tell your stories. Don't even tell. To tell the story of Jesus may be complicated, for Jesus came and died for me. That one may be, just say Jesus came, he died, and he saved me. See, me, as you see me like this, I used to steal. Don't create any cute lie stories. Just tell them the jaguda you were, because they are a jaguda needing a God. Let us be relevant to the world. Please remember that from now, you are on a mission. And whenever you are driving out, whether to work, to the gym, market, appointment, hospital, wherever you are going, you are on a mission to plant seeds of joy in heaven. So at the worst case scenario, you should bring one soul to God a year, meaning that you caused joy only once that year. Say, Pastor, what about the singing, the shouting? And God received it, but the rejoicing, when they stand up and dance in heaven, is when you bring people. When you sing and worship God, he just takes it in. And he is wishing after she finishes, I pray she can go and bring more so that they can experience what she's experiencing. So the worst case scenario is you bring one person to God. So those of you who have been in church for 28 years, you are supposed to have had 28 people. Now, and it doesn't mean that I meant that when you come up here, you shouldn't say, don't play with that. I wasn't playing when I was talking about how many souls. So don't come here and say, so now we can't talk about how many years. How many years matters? that we have been in church matters. So it's not that I was making fun of it. I just was trying to pass across a point that if you have been here for 28 years, at least you should have 28 people. And if you haven't, it's not a thing to be to laugh about or to be angry or sad about. It's just say, okay, from now, I'll start counting from now. In the last 10 years, I have brought 10 people to God. That is the worst. The barest minimum is at least one person a month, 12 people a year. That's amazing. In 10 years, you will have 120 people. You go to heaven with 120 people. Now you try. You try. But that is one person a month. Now remember that God's mercies to you are every day. Every day. But you are trying once a month. So for 30 days of mercies, you give him one, he will collect it. But that's not the best. The best is a good scenario is to bring one person a week to God. That is 48 people a year. In 10 years, you'll have 480 people. But the best case scenario is every day of your life, because his mercies are new every day, you go out and talk about God to somebody and bring them to God. Now, if you don't get somebody saved every day, at least you get 3 saved. At least you get 4. 4 every week times 4 is 16. Times 10 is 160 plus another 8. 168 a year. You can do it. After church last week, a lady in somewhere, one of the estates, decided to just go out in the evening and talk. And 6 people gave their lives to Christ. Just like that. So truly, the harvest is plentiful. Caleb was telling me that their care group went out last week, yesterday morning, and they got about 9 people saved. And they're bringing them back to God. Now, the people are all over the place. They are waiting. Abuja is a hard place and everybody is here. Somebody just needs to know that somebody cares. And they will give their lives to Christ. Amen? Amen? That is simple enough. We can do it. It's possible. You want back-to-back harvest from God? Back-to-back souls to him. Back-to-back. Back-to-back harvest of souls from God. You will have back-to-back harvest. And joy will fill you. See, the joy you give in heaven, you will also share some of it here. Of just being happy. You will rejoice too. And then God will meet your needs. Amen? Amen? It's possible. So until there are no more unsaved people in your family, until there are no more unsaved people in your neighborhood, your friends, among your friends and all of that, you cannot rest. You cannot rest. I pray that the voice of rejoicing will not cease in heaven. And I pray that I am a part of it. You are a part of it. That you, I imagine causing joy in heaven 168 times a year. You become a celebrity in heaven. They will know you. Say, Monica has brought her people again. Oh, it's Jumai this time. She brought 5. And you say, what is happening in that place? Imagine if all of us are bringing souls. Things will explode here. Because we are touching the heart of God. So in the next 1.5 months, we are planting 10 churches. You didn't hear me. On the 6th of June, on that day, it's a church planting day. We are going to plant 10 churches. We are planting them all over the surroundings of Abuja. We have not entered the city yet. We are still thinking of ways to. Because by next year, I told them in Salt and the pastors, that is a birthday present I want. I want 100 churches by next year. They say, how is that going to be? You will see. But we are starting with 10. Meaning that this month of May, we are praying. We are going to pray and fast the whole month of May. Because like I preached to you moments ago, it's all about praying. We are going to pray in our devotions, pray in your family altar, pray during your own personal devotions. We will pray on Tuesday, we will pray on Thursday, we will pray on Fridays. There will be no prayer meeting this month of May. There will be all night every Friday. We are coming here every Friday to do all night because we mean business. Now, some of you have never prayed all night, you've never fasted. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. So we are praying the whole month of May. We are fasting. We are doing all nights. And whereas plans for church planting will be going on with other people. And we will need for you to start bringing money for this project. Next week, I will tell you how much we need for these 10 churches, because it will cost a lot. Now, what we have decided to do is not do what we have done before. Before, it used to cost us about 20 million or 50 million to start one church. We have decided we are starting it low-key. Pata, just get one small place, start, because we're going to start. Our church planting will be care group models. The same care group models we're doing is how we're going to be doing it, so that we don't spend money. It's just that this first time, we need to just start this once. That is why we will need money. So I need for you to pray. I need for you, let us get on the mind of God. These other things we have been doing is not it. It is doing what God wants. So on the 6th of June, the first week of June, we are planting 10 churches. We are working on it. But you will be involved by being a part of it. If you are not in a care group, this is the time to enter a care group. You need to be in a care group so that you are doing it together. Together, the work is easier. You alone, you'll be lost. God put the disciples in groups. And when he was sending them out, they went out two by two. You have to be in a care group. Now, some of you who used to give us your houses for care group as venues, you have closed them in the name of COVID. Open up your house. It's God's house. The master needs the houses. And if you do have a house we can use, your parlor we can use, let us use it all. Before you go and stand, God will say, what did you use your parlor for? So I gave you all that money. You used it for what? This is the time to give up your houses for care groups, for care group venues. And those of you who had them before, open up the house. It's God needs it. It's not your house. It's God's house. Open it. Open it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand up and let's go home. I've just said a few things this morning. Planting seeds of joy in heaven. Causing joy in heaven. Being on a mission. Every time you leave your home. That it looks like you are dressed up to go to work. But actually you are dressed up to go on kingdom's work. As you are working, you are getting people saved and doing a little work on the side. That the major thing that wakes you up every day is planting seeds of joy, making heaven joyful. Amen? Lift up your hands and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, Father, make me a soul winner. Make me like you. Make me like you. That's all the prayer. Father, just make me like you. Please pray in the Holy Ghost. Let me hear you pray. Korabolikia, Likabala Hariko, Lekasia Kamante Kalilaba, Rantobo Shabadi Kalianta, Galili Kate Robola. Father God, make me like you. Make me a lover like you. Make me a lover of men, a lover of souls like you. Make me like you. Leka mia liko sekalia kuta kalela ba. Likro lushka tamele kusanta bali makonde rebali. Raba shatolo satia kamenga lalabanta karalabia. Lord, we take authority over every demonic spirit sent to Abuja to make people not to be saved, to cause people to walk in sin. We break the power of sin in this city. We break the power of sin over Abuja. And we say, let there be light. Let there be light in these 10 places we are starting these churches. Let there be light. Let there be light in this congregation. God, I pray that the word will burn in the people's hearts. Blow, Holy Spirit. Blow like a mighty wind. Blow like a mighty wind. Blow like a mighty wind. Lebo shekali anande lebo sekatala hande rebo seke. Ibrotosh kabaliande leko sakamala hande reba. Rabadiko sekatala handi lekura maliande leleya. Blow, blow. Father, I ask that these people will not just hear the word, but that they will be doers of the word. God, that we cause joy in heaven. We plant seeds of joy in heaven. That we cause for rejoicing to happen, not once a year, not 10 times a year. God, that we are daily disciples. You went up out every day. Cause us to go out every day with one mission on our minds, to make heaven rejoice. Lord, I thank you because you will stir up this love in our hearts by yourself. Lord, I thank you for the month of May, that we receive strength to fast. We receive strength to pray. We receive strength to be in groups of four and to pray. We receive strength to do prayer walks all over our neighborhoods. In the name of Jesus, we receive strength, oh God, to be on your mission, be on your assignments. In the name of Jesus. Lord, that the flesh, the desires for the things of the world dwindles and wanes until it becomes nothing. Until, like Paul, we can say, all that was gained to me, I count as loss. God, help us to lose the world so we can gain heaven. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Today, I ask, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my master. Be my Lord. As from today, I will follow you. I believe in my heart, and I've spoken with my mouth, that Jesus is my Lord. Father, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Make me a soul winner. Make me a soul winner. In Jesus' name, amen. Put up that confession for last week. For us. Okay, let's say it together. I make a covenant of love with you, Father, to love you with my heart, soul, mind, strength, body, my heart, my time. I covenant to love you on your terms. I enter a covenant of soul winning with you. I covenant to promote your kingdom, to grow your kingdom, to expand your kingdom, and to advance your kingdom. So help me, God. May the Lord bless you. Amen. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Amen. May the Lord be gracious to you. Amen. May the Lord be gracious to you. Amen. May the Lord be gracious to you. Amen. May the Lord cause his countenance. May God just smile on you. May life be easy for you. May it be easier than it has been. Where you have not found a breakthrough, may there be a breakthrough. May somebody remember you. May God himself remember you and cause somebody to remember you. In the name of Jesus. May God put somebody on your heart to be blessed by you. In the name of Jesus. And when you see it, may you know that this is the person for you to bless. In the name of Jesus. You will be a blessing. Amen. You will be a blessing. Amen. And you will be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday be blessed. Amen. May your going out be blessed. Amen. May your coming back be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.